We're sometimes told that we shouldn't practice spiritual materialism, that we shouldn't have an idea that should not have an idea that we're getting anything out of the practice. It's all about giving up. But that's not true. The Buddha himself talked in terms of gathering merit, developing noble treasures. The noble treasures start with conviction, because your actions really do make a difference. That's something you really want to hold on to. Don't give that up. And have a strong sense of what kind of actions are skillful, which ones are not. And have a sense of shame around unskillful actions. We're often told that shame is a bad emotion, but look at society now. A lot of people are shameless. And it's not a good thing. It's because there are two kinds of shame. There's the shame that's the opposite of pride, and that can be debilitating. But there's the shame that's the opposite of shamelessness, and that's actually one of the noble treasures. Buddha said it's the guardian of the world, together with another one of the noble treasures, which is a sense of compunction. When you realize that certain actions are going to have bad results, if not immediately, at least down the line. And you just don't want to cause any extra pain or trouble in this world. You've already met with enough. And you have a strong sense that your actions do matter. Why do things that you know are going to be unskillful? You think about the noble people, beginning with the Buddha, who went to all that trouble to teach the Dharma, walking all over northern India for 45 years. Wherever there's someone who would be receptive to the Dharma, he was willing to go. And all the people who've maintained that teaching from that time on. It'd be a shame to just let it go, to throw it away. So a healthy sense of shame, a healthy sense of compunction. These are treasures. Hold on to those things. Develop them as much as you can. Invest in them as much as you can. And there's virtue, generosity, discernment. These are all things you want to develop. Because they're abilities, they're skills. When you have a skill, it's not like you have to carry a lot of things around with you. Wherever you go, you can take your skill and use it. That's something good to develop, something good to hang on to. And then there's knowledge of the Dharma. We have so much garbage in our minds. So it's good to memorize some Dharma. Some of the chants we have, if you don't like Pali, you can memorize some of the things that are in English. If you don't like English, memorize what's in Pali. But have some of these things sloshing through your mind. They may come up when you need them. I remember the year after John Fung passed away. Life was pretty tough there at the monastery. There was some jockeying for power. All kinds of crazy things were happening. And when a difficult situation came, I remember some of John Fung's words popping up into my mind. Oh, this is what he was teaching me for. This is what the Dharma is for, to use. So get some useful Dharma. Keep it in mind. And it'll pop up when you need it. These are the kinds of things that you want to develop, maintain, gather up. Because they're skills. As I said, you don't have to put skills in a bag and carry them around. They give you abilities to deal with whatever comes up. So that kind of materialism is a good thing. Those are things you do want to gather up as you practice. Because then they give you something you can really depend on. Because that's what wealth is for. When you're in times of need, you have something you can fall back on. And it's good to have things like this to fall back on instead of what the world provides.